So we appreciate being here tonight and giving us that he knows that we stand in need of. I pray that we'll do that. I've got just like a little thought, I guess, but we want to read some scriptures here, four different places. Maybe it won't be too much, and I know most time I don't read that much anyway, but just feel the need. But if you'll turn your Bibles first, we're going to go to 2 Samuel chapter 5. At least most of them be pretty close together anyway. So, but 2 Samuel chapter 5. I'm going to begin at about verse 23. And this is David speaking to the Lord. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees, and let it be, when thou hearest the sound of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." And David did so, and the Lord commanded, as the Lord commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until they came to Gezer. Now we're going to just flip on over to 1 Kings chapter 22. And we'll just start with the first verse from there. "And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the 3rd year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, 'Know you that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria?' And he said unto Jehoshaphat, 'Wilt thou go up with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead?' And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, 'I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses.' And Jehoshaphat said unto the king, 'Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today.' Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, 'Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?' And they said, 'Go up, for the Lord shall deliver into thine hand of the king.' And Jehoshaphat said, 'Is there not a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him?'" Now we're going to just flip over to 2 Kings, right there on the first chapter. Like I said, this is really all familiar. It says, "Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Hazael fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, 'Go inquire of Beelzebub, of God of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease.' But the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah the Tishbite, 'Arise and go and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, it is not because there is not a God in Israel that thou should go inquire of Beelzebub, the God of Ekron. Now therefore thus shall the Lord, thou shalt not come down from the bed, and thou shalt not art gone up, and shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, why are ye now turned back? And they said unto him, there came a man up to meet us, and said unto us, go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, it is not because there is not a God in Israel that thou shouldest inquire of Beelzebub, the God of Ekron. Therefore shalt thou not come down from the bed of which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. And we got one more place we're going to go to, and that's in Isaiah 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And he said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And the Lord said, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, and behold, I will add unto thee 15 years. That's what I feel like reading. And as we was there at work today, we started thinking, and the word of inquiring, matter of fact, you know the old saying, or they had that old tabloid or whatever years ago where it says inquiring minds want to know. And that's actually what I wrote down. It said inquiring minds want to know, but the inquiring souls seek. They seek. But they was wanting to know, and I was sitting there thinking all this through the day. I said, why am I even thinking about just inquiring? Well, then we started having prayer requests. And that's the same thing that we do. We inquire to God for our help, for our guidance, for our people, for the ones that's out, for the sick. And we inquire to Him. And I was thinking about it all day. I said, it's how we would inquire that really makes the difference. Because we can see how that at first, even Ahab, when he was asking Jehoshaphat about going up with him, he done already had it arranged, because he was probably figuring he was going to ask, can we not inquire if I really ought to do this or not? And he had his men set up there telling them, go up, go up. We've read it. But then he asked a question, because I'm going to tell you, when a soul is really seeking and inquiring for help, it knows what true help is. It's not just looking for an outcome that I think I want to see. But he was looking for some true help when he said, are they not a prophet of the Lord that we can inquire of? And even then, the ones that was inquiring for Ahab, when they were sent to pick him up, was trying to tell him how to answer what he was inquiring about. And what he told him was, I'll tell him what the Lord tells me. And even when he went to start with, we know the story. And I'm just going to say like this. When he was telling him, just go up, go up. I believe he was just nonchalantly doing it just to be mockery of the others. Even Ahab himself, that didn't even like him, said, I don't even want to talk to him because he ain't got nothing good to say about me or to me about what's going to be going on. And that's where the world is a lot of times, is they have stopped trying to come and inquiring to where that they could really get some help. They found themselves somebody that could just tickle their ears, give them what they want to hear, and go about your business, and everything's going to be okay. But if we ever get to the place where we will honestly inquire of God from our heart instead of our minds a lot of times, they will be a big difference. David asked him, should I go on into battle? He wasn't just looking and saying, hey, I want to go fight somebody. But what he was really inquiring about is, Lord, I want you to be there with me. So when he told the Lord, he inquired, should I go? He said, you just wait right here. You just wait right here. See, a lot of times when we're waiting, we inquire, but we need to wait because the Lord's working on the other end on something. He was already down there arranging how he wants to do it. He said, but when you hear the goings in the mulberry bush, then you come on down, because I'll have things set up the way it needs to be for you to come down here and get victory. He was inquiring from here. Isaiah had the message. We've heard it before here recently, that he brought it to King Hezekiah. Put your house in order, you're going to die. He didn't get in there and asking the Lord about why is this happening to me. He didn't get in there and start thinking about what he had. Bible said he turned his face toward the wall and he inquired of God. It didn't say the word, but that's what he was doing. He was inquiring of God with bitter tears because he was looking for a result in something other than just in his mind. He took it serious. And the Bible said Isaiah no more got down at the foot of his staircase. He told him, now just go back up there and tell him. Because he inquired to me the right way. I'm adding 15 years to his life. He inquired of him. And it makes a difference on how we inquire to God. And the other king that had fell through the lattice, which was supposed to have been involved with God's people anyway, inquired of somebody else, of Beelzebub, let's just say the devil's people. Because he wasn't in a shape he needed to be in. The shape that we're in a lot of times makes a difference on what and how we inquire to God. Because he just send them out to everywhere. Just go ask. But you know what? God had somebody he inquired in. And matter of fact, when they turned around, they come back and said, well, we met a man. He said, you're going to die. They said, can you describe him to me? And they said, well, he's a hairy man. He had this. They said, that there's Elijah. You see, it matters who we inquire to in life. And it matters how we inquire to God. I know the Bible speaks about coming to the throne boldly. I can go there boldly, Herman, because I belong to Him. I don't go through there boldly because look at me and I can do this. When I go to Him and I inquire of something from Him, I still need to come with that broken heart and that contrite spirit that He saved me with from the beginning. And that's what makes a difference. all through the Bible, there's people that has inquired to God. Now, the difference in the outcomes is a difference in how they came to Him. Amen. I've came to Him sometimes just to tell Him a few things. I'll be honest with you, because I've thought of it. But I'm going to tell you, just like He sent them fellas out, and it wasn't just a matter of minutes that they run into a man of God. When I start talking to God like that, it don't take but just a matter of minutes that the man on the inside starts getting word from the Lord. Now, I'm just going to tell you one of my own testimonies. There's one time a few years back, we was having one of them good services. Everybody testifying, shouting, singing, going on. And I sitting right up here, dry as anything. And I actually told the Lord this. I don't know if y'all have ever talked to Him like this, but I did. I said, I'm fixing to get up and tell the church I've been doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, and you ain't blessing me like yet. I'm going to tell you what He told me. He said, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. But after a quick examination of myself, it wasn't because He wasn't blessing me. It's because how I inquired to Him. You see, we got this backwards sometimes. We don't demand stuff of God. He's the one that wrote the commandments. You might say, well, Moses did it. No, Moses was inspired by God to write it. Every word in this Bible you can read where it says it was has been inspired. Yeah. That this is the Word of God. And He's given us things that we can read, and He showed us how we can inquire of Him. And it worked. But some reason, we just don't do it that way all the time. I do it my way sometimes, and it gets me in trouble. But when I get to the place that I inquire from my heart and my soul, it makes a difference than when I inquire from my mind. There's whys in my mind. Why is this happening? Why does that do? How's that going on? Why is that? But you know, when it really comes to my soul, they ain't no whys. He ain't really questioning, Brother Crafton. My soul don't question. And if we ever get to our place where we can let that man on the inside bring that outer man down into subjection, it makes a total difference in even how we do, how we inquire, and who we inquire of. But there's a whole world out there that is still inquiring of Beelzebub and not of the Lord. And I'm afraid to say that there's quite a few that, even in our churches, that is inquiring outside of the Lord, trying to obtain, trying to work things out, trying to get things fixed up. And without the Lord, you can't do it. Because of this, He says, I give you peace, not as the world gives you peace. Now, there have been days that I've been on my own, I'm going to say that, doing that I felt okay and I felt happiness, but it don't last that long. What was it even Moses said Moses chose to go with God instead of being with the Egyptians? Because sin is only for a season. And there's going to be just a certain amount of time that you're going to be able to inquire to God. One of these days, He's going to say, that's enough. One of these days, He's going to say, I've talked to you for the last time. The last opportunity that I'm going to give you. But if we could ever get back to that place, sincerity from our soul and inquiring of God, I believe a lot of this could be fixed. You might say, well, I don't know about that. Well, I think it's 2 Corinthians 7:14 said, if my people is called by my name, would humble themselves and seek my face. In other words, inquire to me, seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven. Then I'd come down and heal their land. And he just ain't talking about out there. He's talking about right in here also. But if we will inquire to him in the right state of mind, soul and body, it'll make a difference. There was two different outcomes. Two was a good benefit, and two didn't like their outcomes because of the difference of the inquiring of the people. But that's what I feel like Lord had for me. Anybody got anything?